Well, howdy, pard. Here's an invitation to go trail dreaming out where the West really begins. Now you're saddled up, reins in hand on a good horse, in God's country, all kinds of elbow room, no horns a-honking or no loud music to dull the sounds of Mama Nature. Combine all this with your hosts, Andy and Jim Nelson, along for the ride. Now they're going to keep you where you belong, clear out west, with news, culture, poetry, entertainment, all from the hub of cowboy country where you are. Stay tuned, won't you, for the best in the West, bar none, and enjoy the ride.
Hey there, big fella. You know, toxic masculinity is the reason your ancestors weren't eaten by wolves. Okay?
Isn't that the
yes.
truth?
Yes. So just keep that in mind.
Something to be said.
All right. There you go. Clear Out West Radio Show. Andy and Jim Nelson, your hosts, thanks for going for a ride with us, folks. One more time, one more week in cow country.
Welcome to our outfit.
So it's not a bad thing.
No.
Okay? All right.
Well, enough said.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
All
drop
right.
the mic, whatever.
That's right.
Yeah,
right. Mic drop. There you go. Good stuff. Yep. All right. Here you go.
Ooh,
lies, lies. My parents told me.
Lies.
Yeah.
Liars.
Liars. They
liars.
Were. And I've used some of
yeah.
these.
Actually.
All right. Yeah, right. It's illegal to drive with the overhead light on.
Yes, it is.
Well, that's a lie.
Yeah.
It's not illegal.
It's just hard to see.
That's exactly right.
That's the only
reason. So why didn't they just say, you know, I can't see? It makes it harder to see out when the inside light is on.
Well, if I recall,
yeah, yeah.
our parents said that.
Well, oh, that they couldn't see?
Yeah.
Oh, well, they may have, but I remember them saying it was illegal. All right.
Okay.
Okay, anyway. If you swallow your gum, it will stay in your stomach and intestines for 7 years.
I heard nine.
Nine. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. It's there for a long time.
Is that what you told
time.
Your kids?
Yeah. I tell my grandkids yeah. that they blow bubbles.
When they comes out the other end.
When they fart.
There you go. Yeah, well, anyway, you know, gum, okay, it'll probably last for 7 years.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But it's not going to stay inside there.
No, if it does, there's something wrong.
My mom always told me that if you chewed your fingernails, they'd end up in your appendix and you'd have appendicitis.
That's right, and it happened to me.
Yeah, well, you do. Did you have appendicitis?
I did.
Did you have your appendix out?
I did.
Why do I? Oh, you were in college.
I was in college.
That's right. I remember that now.
I was trying to get an edumacation.
Were you chewing your fingernails?
I don't recall chewing
okay.
on my fingernails,
all right.
no.
Anyway. Keep making that face, and it will stay like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Is that why my face looks like it does?
Yeah, you keep doing that. It's going to stick that way.
It's going to stick that way. Yeah, well, that's why I look like I do.
Yeah, that explains some things.
All right.
Yeah.
I have eyes in the back of my head.
Yeah, I can see
everything. I see everything.
That's right.
All right. Now, this one, Mom used to tell me this one.
Uh-huh.
You can't swim for 30 minutes after eating.
That's right.
You'll get the cramps and drown.
Yeah, that's right.
Longest 30 minutes of my life.
Liars.
They are liars. If you don't sit so close to the TV, you'll go blind.
You'll ruin your eyes.
Yeah.
yeah.
Well, that might not be right. That may not be a lie.
Well, you know, that might explain my
yeah.
eyesight.
Well, there is that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just running into the store for one thing.
Yeah.
yeah.
Uh-huh.
Or Dad.
Just one beer.
Yeah, Dad, just one beer.
One right. beer.
Yeah, I'm just going in for one beer.
After
right.
the other.
yeah, one after the next one. Yeah, right. A watermelon will grow in your stomach if you swallow the
don't
seeds.
Swallow them seeds,
yeah.
you get a belly.
That's right. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Maybe. I'll think about it. We'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see.
That means no.
Right.
Yeah.
The last time I required stitches, Mom told me, if you get cut yourself again, I'm going to sew you up on the old Singer treadle sewing machine.
That's right. And we didn't get no more stitches.
No more after that.
That's right.
We got a great show coming at us this week. Gene Prescott's riding along with us. We have some poetry from Baxter Black, Don Edwards, Statler Brothers, Joni Harms. But let's start with R.W. Hampton, My Country Is Not For Sale.
There's a trail of blood back through the sacred halls of history. Follow it back to where our fathers fought and died. Across the ways, see the crosses on the hillside. On the wind, hear their voices as they cry. We gotta get back to the faith of our fathers and find our way back to the Liberty Bell and never forget that old flag and all she stands for. It's time to rise up and say this country is not for sale. She's not for sale. From Valley Forge they're calling. Not for sale. From Gettysburg they cry. From Belle Wood to the battle for Fallujah. She's not for sale. No, not at any price. There was a time when we all stood together. There was a time when by fire we were tried. But we've lost our way. It's a way that costs so dearly. It's not too late to saddle up and ride. We've gotta get back,
gotta get back
to the faith of our fathers and find our way back to the Liberty Bell and never forget that old flag and all she stands for. It's time to tell Washington my country's not for sale. From the Alamo to the sands of Iwo Jima, from Normandy to the Chosun Reservoir, back to Bataan, to the mighty Mekong Delta, from the Helmand Province to the Solomon's bloody shores, they cry. We gotta get back to the faith of our fathers. It is for us the living, rather, to be dedicated here to the unfinished work which they who fought here have thus far so nobly advanced. It is rather for us to be here dedicated to the great task remaining before us, that from these honored dead we take increased devotion to that cause for which they gave the last full measure of devotion. That we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain. That this nation, under God, shall have a new birth of freedom. That government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth. Abraham Lincoln, the Gettysburg Address, November 19th, 1863. 1863.
Oh, yeah. Good stuff from our buddy R.W. Hampton. Mm-hmm. My country's not for sale.
Amen.
Absolutely. You bet.
Yeah.
Hey, the reason we started out with that song is because we were recently introduced to the Center for American Values.
You know, what a great outfit.
Great organization.
Oh, man. Yeah.
And my introduction came from Major Drew Dix.
Right.
This was his brainchild. He's a co-founder and a visionary for the Center for American Values. I met him. He came to our county. Major Drew Dix is one of the 62 remaining Medal of Honor recipients left. He came to our schools and to our community and talked. And it was an absolutely amazing experience.
You know, and I want to find out who invited him, because I want to shake their hand.
Yeah, I believe it was Robin Chamber.
Was it?
I believe so, at BOCES. I think she had a lot to do with it there.
Bless
so
her heart.
You go shake her hand.
I will.
Yeah, absolutely. What a wonderful experience it was to have him here and to hear from a living Medal of Honor recipient.
Yeah. And what a hero.
And here we go. this is part of the whole story.
Yeah.
Here is, there are four Medal of Honor recipients from Pueblo, Colorado.
Yeah.
Right there. Now, they have bronze statues of all four of them there by one of the city centers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing. What was funny is after the third recipient, it was presented to Jerry Murphy by President Eisenhower.
Right.
And President Eisenhower said, and I quote, what is it in the water out there in Pueblo?
Yeah.
All you guys turn out to be heroes. Right. That was after the third one.
Right.
Then the fourth one came. That was Major Drew Dix,
mm-hmm.
and he was awarded his Medal of Honor by President Johnson.
Oh, okay, right.
The last act of President Johnson leaving his presidency was to give him the Medal of Honor. It was awesome.
And rightly deserved.
You bet. Hey, we're going to ditch out to a commercial, but we're going to talk lots more about this, and when we come back, Joni Harms is going to sing to us. Range Magazine is a national award-winning quarterly publication devoted to the issues that threaten the West, its people, culture, lands, and wildlife. No stranger to controversy, Range presents thought-provoking, common-sense stories on environmental and political problems facing the people who feed America. Range is on the front lines fighting against the burdens natural resource providers face every day and showcases a unique way of life and a valued and disappearing rural heritage by celebrating America's ranchers and farmers. Range is pleased to offer a special package to Cal Radio listeners. Receive a one-year, four-issue subscription to Range Magazine and this year's Real Buckaroo Calendar, a $33 value for only $20. This special is available only by calling 1-800-RANGE, the number 4, the letter U. That's 1-800-726-4348. And mention you heard it on Clear Out West Radio Show. Range Magazine, the cowboy spirit on America's Outback.